is curiosity a bad thing for you? Like, you know, with some people, curiosity is really, you know, it's like, I don't think it's good to be curious. Well, I'm going to talk to you today about why curiosity really is a game changer for your family systems and for your family to thrive. So let's get into it. Are you tired of the chaos, the constant frustration, and always feeling like your family is in survival mode? Join me live for the Launch and Thrive 5-day challenge. In just 5 days, 1 hour a day, I will teach you proven systems to help bring calm, to bring structure and success to your family systems. Don't miss this opportunity for your family to thrive. It's live, interactive, and spots are limited. I'm looking forward to seeing you in January. So when I think about curiosity, I think about that little rambunctious 6-year-old that's peeking around the corner thinking, what can I get into? Like scoping the scene, just really trying to figure out some little mischief. But curiosity doesn't have to be that way. Let's talk about what it is and what it's not. So curiosity really is a desire to just learn more about something, whatever that something is. And that's what that 6-year-old is doing. It's like, hey, what's going on in this room? How can I get into that? What can I do with that doll? Like, they're just wondering. And curiosity is something that we really want to cultivate in our families. And I'm going to tell you why. So curiosity is something that is a natural bent for me. Everyone that knows me is going to say, oh yeah, she's very curious. But I'm going to tell you how curiosity really saved us hundreds of thousands of dollars. So we purchased a new home and built it about, 9 years ago. About 5 years in, I started to notice some things and I was just like, okay, all right, what's going on here? What's happening here? I would wake up in the morning and the front door would be open, or the garage door wouldn't close. And so we called the builder and it's like, you know, what's going on? Like, don't worry about it. In Texas, we have, you know, there's expanding and contracting and all the things. I'm like, okay, I understand. But then all of a sudden it started happening more. There was a rainstorm or hurricane type of winds. And when we woke up one morning, there was water all in the house. I'm like, how did the water get in there? Like, oh, because the door is wide open again. And so we would go through seasons, you know, the summer and the winter and all of the different things. It wouldn't stop happening. Then all of a sudden, y'all know, we saw cracks on the wall. And it's like, well, what's going on here? I mean, I'm a Louisiana girl, so we don't have all these foundation things that are happening. So I called them back again. They came back. Now, just one person. So I'm remaining curious in the house, like, what's going on? And so the third time they came, y'all, they came with 6 people. Now, you know, I was like, excuse me, I'm in the kitchen, you know, with my little Keurig making a tea, but I'm listening to these folks because I'm thinking, I called you a year ago, no problem. Now you're bringing the president of the company. Houston, we now have a problem. When we figured it all out and the engineers came and the folks came and the measurements were done, our house was essentially shifting inward. Like, the back part of our house was sort of moving inward. So it was significant foundation problems. Thank God they took responsibility and fixed it. But literally our house is on like 29 stilts now. There's a drain system pulling water away from the house. There's all sorts of things that they had to do and that were expensive. So if I had not had a curious way about me, like, this doesn't make sense. I don't remember that door being open. So it saved us hundreds of thousands of dollars later on if we'd not done that. So I think about curiosity in our family and ways that we can have curiosity that's going to benefit our family. Now, in my house and with our foundation, hundreds of thousands of dollars that we save, but in your family, you're going to save things as well. So what are some things that you need to be curious about that would be helpful for you to be curious about? One of the things is relationships. Now, what I find with most families is that this one parent has a really great relationship with this child, but then another child, not so much. And so what is that? A lot of times it's this child that we're like, oh my gosh, they're like my favorite. You don't say that they're favorite because you can't do that, but you treat them like that. And so one thing that you could be curious about is why. It may be that that child is the most like you and the other one is like not. And so the relationship is strained because of that one reason. It could be a myriad of reasons, but the curiosity of wondering, why am I like the best parent? I'm getting lots of things on Mother's Day, but this child is thinking about when I'm gonna go to the nursing home. So what's happening? I'm the same person. So just being curious. Another thing to be curious about is we talk a lot about morning routines and why making the mad dash and, you know, this really sweet mom is like yelling all the way to the car. Why is that? What's happening the night before? What's happening the morning of that really is providing this chaos in the family and how can we adjust it, right? So these are just some things that you can become curious about. I know that you're probably already thinking, I can be curious about this, I can be curious about that, or I'm wondering about this. It is so important that you're wondering and that you're curious. And then we can, you know, as we talk about everything, we're teaching our kids, we're modeling that for our children to be curious. Like, why am I not struggling in school? You know, another curiosity that I think about is, you know, when I work with families, maybe the child is always having trouble in school. And so we move them. And then somehow, some way, we find the teacher, like from the seat of Satan here, that hates children and hates my child. Is that really possible that in six places, there's a person that everybody always despises your child and it's their fault? And so it's like, wait, let's be curious. Maybe there's something going on in the room. Maybe there's an academic challenge that maybe your child's struggling, so they're acting out. So we move from that blaming model of it's your fault, it's you, to really being curious. Is this gonna change the game in your family? It's gonna change the relationship. Mama was wondering about, you know, I noticed that you get really upset with me when I say this one thing. Why is that? Versus, do you know how much we do for you? Do you know what we've given you? Do you know how we've sacrificed for you? Right, that's a different model. So become curious in your family and I promise you, your family will thrive. If this has been helpful to you in any way, please share, subscribe, like. We're really wanting to get to 1,000 subscribers by the end of the year. You're gonna help us with that. So we appreciate you. Until next time, let's keep creating systems where your family can thrive.